Good morning, brother. Good morning, friends, brethren. As we stream live from faith on our Facebook page again this morning, I would ask you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 57. I want to thank you again for following us this morning on Facebook. And Hilburn Drive Great Baptist Church greets you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalm 57, at verse 1, "Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword." Let us pray. Glorious God and Heavenly Father, again, we look to you this morning as we are not able to meet as a church, as a visible body, and we have to submit to your providence, Lord. And so, as we meet through Facebook, we thank you through this opportunity of live streaming. May you be pleased to bless your holy word as it goes forth. Remind us again, you're sovereign. You're in complete control of everything, even in this time of this pestilence, that you're sovereign over this coronavirus. May you use this time again, this affliction that's come upon our nation. Use it even to save many and bring people to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only this, Lord, but may you use this virus to bring forth a God-sent revival upon this nation, for we need it, to bring us to our knees. We ask you, Lord, again, be with our presidents, our leaders, give them wisdom to guide us as we go through this time. And again, may your churches remain faithful and true to you. May your spirit accompany your word this morning, Heavenly Father, that you would bestow upon this poor servant liberty to proclaim and speak your word, that you would encourage your people run about the world as we go through this time. And Lord, I pray that we put our trust in you, and may you bless again this morning. For we ask all this in the blessed and most holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So again, good morning, brethren and friends, as we greet you from Hilburn Drive Grace Baptist Church. We began a message last week from Psalm 57. I will continue to speak on trusting on the living God during the pestilence. We saw last week that in verse 1 of Psalm 57, it kind of speaks more or less of what we're going through as a nation. Again, listen to these words carefully. David said, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadows of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed." Again, we need the mercies of our great God. And more importantly, let us find ourselves trusting our God under the shadow of his wings as our refuge. We divided this psalm into first part. Verses 1 and 2, we have David's prayer. Verses 3 to 4, David's protection. Verses 5 and through 7, David's praise. And then in verses 8 through 11, David's perseverance. Last week, we spoke on point 1 on David's prayer in verses 1 and 2. And we saw where David was looking to and trusting in the mercies of God to sustain him. And again, we asked the question, to sustain him how long? Would I love that word right there in the middle of verse 1, until these calamities be overpassed. And we must pray with the same confidence, with the same conviction, until this coronavirus be overpassed. We saw, again, where this blessed word, until, it speaks of faith and trust in God. Going, when we go through a specific trial, looking in faith to God, unto whatever crisis, pestilence, or trial might pass away. And therefore, verse 1 again tells us to put our trust in God, in his mercy, until these calamities be overpassed. But in the midst of it, we must be seeking our God in prayer, putting our trust under the shadow of his wings for protection. In Psalm 46, we're also encouraged when David would write and say, God is our refuge in a very present, God's written, a very present help in trouble. Be still and know that I am God in verse 10. And so even though we are living in unusual times, we must not allow fear to rob us of faith. We must put our trust in God. I remind you again, God is in full control. He is sitting upon the throne. He is sovereign. He is ruling. He is reigning. We must put our trust in him in this time of trouble. Again, that word until, it covers what? An indeterminate amount of time, of days, of weeks, and even months, as long as this coronavirus afflicts us. Until these calamities be overpassed, we must put our faith in God. We must be looking to him. Put our trust in the shadow of his wings. Thus David expresses, I believe, for us, the experience when God's children go through a trial and they seek refuge in God in times of trials. What David does for us in this psalm is that he puts us on the right track. He puts us in the right place of trusting God and God alone. I remind you also that last week we said in the title of the psalm, which says, Alta Casket, it means, do not let me be destroyed. And this is what David is seeking God as he's being hunted by King Saul. And he's asking God that he would not be destroyed. I remind you, David is in a cave. It is dark. He is surrounded. He is cornered. And he might even be in a situation where there is no escape. And it feels, and perhaps I can say it, I think this morning that most of us feel like we are in a dark cave also, in a cavern. Like being trapped because of this coronavirus. But to the child of God, there is light. There is hope. David is not trusting in the arm of the flesh or his own wisdom. He's not trying to find a good place to hide. No, his eyes are set upon his God. His refuge is God. Therefore, the main theme of this psalm again is trusting God. Trust again can be defined as having that hope and faith resting in the living and true God. Without hope, there is no trust. Without faith, there is no trust. Without belief in God, there is no trust. And so trust is contingent upon our faith and hope in God. And so faith and hope are those two pillars cemented and fixed upon God. As David would say there in verse 7 of Psalm 57, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. These solid pillars of faith and hope rise as our confidence, which fasten our eyes to heaven in order to lay hope and appropriate the promises of God. This is the foundation of our confidence and assurance which rises up to give us strength to trust in God. Lest I be misunderstood, trusting God is not easy. But nonetheless, it is a necessity in a Christian walk. Trust, therefore, is the essence of our expectation and dependence upon God. Trust, then, is to rest on God supremely. In this psalm, David encourages himself in the Lord. And he can only do this how? Again, by trusting in God. Again, that first verse, we see David trusting his God. Notice again what it says. He says, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. And then in verse 2, we see David continues to plead. As he cries unto God, he says, I will cry unto God most high, that God, unto God that performeth all things for me. He is pleading to God. He is crying unto God in faith. Trusting what? Trusting that God would what? Perform all things for me, David said. The Hebrew word for perform it is gamar, which means to end, to be complete, to be no more, to cease, to basically come to an end. In other words, David is crying, David is pleading unto God in faith. Until what? Until God perform, or until God bring these calamities to an end. As a matter of fact, this same Hebrew word, yomar, is used and translated in Psalm 7:9, where it says, come to an end. And this is what David is asking God as he finds himself in this trial, running from King Saul. He wants it to come to an end. But David was pleading and crying unto God, and he was doing it without ceasing. Until when? Until God brings this calamity to an end. And this is how we also need to pray, my dear one. We must come again and again to our God, to the throne of God, until this calamity of the coronavirus is overpassed. Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 that we are to do what? We are to pray without ceasing. This is exactly, I believe, what David is doing here in Psalm 51. Praying, seeking, calling upon God, crying unto God until when? Until God brings this calamity to an end. So let us follow suit also in this seeking of God's mercy. Notice again, David says there in Psalm 57, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. For my soul trusted in thee, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. I remind you again that David begins this psalm in a proper way. And notice that, again, that he does not say it once. He says it twice in verse 1. He says, be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful unto me. David begins with mercy. Not that David would be the next king, that there would be a way out to remove Saul. No, no, no. He begins with mercy. With mercy. God, be merciful to me, O God. Oh, my dear ones, you don't want God to be fair with you. Oh, no. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. No, you want God to be merciful to you. So David comes with that humble heart, but also an urgent heart. As he twice says, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. You see, we need to know that we are a needy people. We must come for mercy. We need his mercy, and let us pray for mercy. I'm also reminded of Paul's words there in Hebrews 4:16, when he says, let us come boldly onto the throne of grace, that we may what? That we may obtain mercy. When? To obtain mercy and find grace in help in time of need. And this, my dear ones, is a time of need. And this is what I believe David is doing in Psalm 57, coming boldly before the throne of God, seeking his mercy to find help in time of need. So let us come also with the same boldness until this calamity is overpassed. And so in verses 1 and 2, we have David's prayer. Now in verses 3 and 4, we have David's protection, where David now says in verse 3, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of man whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Here we also see David's hope, trust, and expectation. For he says with such an enormous anticipation and confidence that is seasoned in such great faith, he says, he shall send. He shall send from heaven and save me. David does not say he could, he might, I hope he does, maybe he will. No, no, no. David in great faith says he shall send. And that's how we need to approach God. With that type of faith, he shall send from heaven and save me, or if you wish, deliver me. These words are so compelling and persuasive. He shall send help from heaven. That is, again, the whole idea in this application. He will send that help to deliver me. I mean, talk about faith. I mean, here we see David's faith cemented in such a holy conviction before his God. No doubt, no unbelief, no wavering, but a confident of faith and trust immersed in that sacred persuasion. He shall send help from heaven. Wow. This is how we must pray, my dear ones. We must pray believing, not questioning, not wondering. I mean, will God do this? Will God do that? But believing and trusting that He will. I remind you of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew 21, verses 21 and 22, where it says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. Verse 22. And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. What a blessed promise from Christ. Also reminds me of those words in Romans 15:13 with Paul writing and says, Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And thus we are to come again and again to the throne of heaven, believing, trusting that God will hear and send help from heaven. I remind you also of those blessed words of Psalm 71 that we love to sing in this church, where David would write and say, In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline my heart unto thee and save me. Be my strong habitation, whereunto I may what? I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Again, what does David say here in Psalm 71? He says, In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. And if this is true, then don't let me be put into confusion. Deliver me. Cause me to escape. Incline thine ear. Save me. Be strong. Be my strong habitation. Where David says, I can continually resort. I love this phrase here when he says, I can continually resort. So how often can David come before the throne of God? Again and again and again. And after that, again and again and again. This is the essence of faith. We must come again and again until these calamities are overpass. This is the blessing we have that we can come to the throne of God. This is the essence of faith. Where we're told again, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This, my dear ones, is exactly what David is doing in Psalm 57. And I remind you from my introduction last week, again, that King Saul was pursuing David to kill him. And so he finds himself in a dark cave. What is he to do? Feel sorry for himself? Or maybe he became one of those woe unto me Christians. I mean, did David, was he murmuring? Was he complaining? Or did he fall upon his knees and cry out to God in prayer, in such faith, saturated with such confidence and conviction, trusting and believing what God would do? Yes, he said, Lord, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me. My soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. When? Until these calamities be overpassed. He says, I will cry unto God. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God, what that performeth all things unto me. He shall send help from heaven. That's the whole point. Crying after God, crying for the mercies of God, knowing that God will send His mercy to sustain and protect David. I want to share these following verses with you real quickly. I'll read them to you. In Psalm 72:12, For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that had no helper. I hope you have a helper this morning. Our helper is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you outside Christ, come to him and he will be your helper. He will be your strength during this time. In Deuteronomy 33, it says, There is none like unto the God of Jeruam, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, in his excellency in the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel shall dwell in a safely alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. Oh, what blessed words. The shield of thy help, who is the sword of thy excellency. What a blessing. This is our God, my dear ones. In 2 Chronicles 14:11, Asa, he cried unto God, and he said, Lord, it is nothing with you to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against us. Psalm 33:20. Our soul waited for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And these blessed words from Psalm 41 in verses 10, 13, and 14. Verse 10 says, fear thou not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, ye man of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. If you notice in this text that I just read, three times the phrase, fear not. Fear not. Again, we must not allow fear to rob us of our faith, my dear ones. We must not allow that. No, let us come by faith in God and not look to fear. Why? Because we're clearly told in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I remind you, fear robs the saints of God. Of what? Fear will rob you of faith. You see, when fear robs you of faith, you take your eyes off God and you put them upon the trial. And then you lose sight of what's going on. And what happens, you allow all your emotions, your anxiety, overrun your heart and soul. And now it makes it so hard to trust God. And as we look in our trial, we look to ourselves, to our wisdom, to our strength, to the arm of the flesh. And then we get on our faces crying and complaining, God, God, where are you? When God is there all the time, because he has promised, I will never leave thee, I will never forsake thee. It is not God that has moved. You and I are the ones that move. That's the problem when you allow fear to rob you of faith. Why? Again, God promised us, I will never leave thee. I will never, oh no, never forsake you. That's the whole aspect. Again. And therefore, by faith, overthrow fear so that you can call upon God just like David did. Again, the Lord is my helper, a very present help in time of need. And therefore, again, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we might attain mercy and find grace and help in time of need. Let us come how? Boldly. If you wish, let us boldly proclaim, the Lord is my helper. In other words, this is set forth so that our faith, in faith, we can trust and grasp the significance of God's promises to us. So we can boldly say in our heart, the Lord is my helper, therefore I will not fear. Why? Because he has said, he has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so, let us put our trust in God and boldly proclaim, the Lord is my helper. He is with us. This is our confidence. Yes, this is David in Psalm 57:3. David knew that God would send help. In great faith declared, he shall send help from heaven and save me. You read it there in Psalm 57:3. You see, what God is saying is that God will rescue me from mine enemies. In other words, God has put me under the shadow of his wings as my refuge. Until when? Not David's time, but in God's time. Until these calamities pass over. Or if we can say these evil days, this mischief, this coronavirus be overpassed. Again, as though David is saying, all these things are pressing hard upon my soul. I'm in a sore trial. I know that Saul is after me. But David believed that God was with him. And David was assured that there was nothing between him and God. And he knew by faith that God would be there for him in his particular time of need. He knew that God's arm was not short, that he could not save and deliver him. No, David faced this trial with great confidence, with great faith, knowing without a shadow of a doubt that God would what? God would send help from heaven. Again, verse 3 of Psalm 57, he shall send help from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. David is saying, God will rescue me. He will rescue me from this time, from this reproach. God would rescue me from this enemy of mine in this particular place. It was King Saul. God was going to send forth his mercy and truth. Mercy to help and truth to confound Saul. And then in verse 4, David says, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. David says, my soul is among lions. That is, he's speaking about Saul, which could be a type, an application to Satan and his demons that he felt that would devour him. David is crying out to God about his enemies. Reminds me of what Peter also said there. Remember in 1 Peter 5:7, when Peter said, be sober and vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. And this also reminds me of in Psalm 22 that I preached last year or a couple years ago, when even Christ was hanging upon the cross. And let me again just read as it says there in Psalm 22 verse 12. He says, many bulls have come past me about. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gape upon me with their mouth as a ravening, roaring lion. You know, Charles Spurgeon, he says this. He says, quote, like hungry cannibals, they open their blasphemous mouths against the Savior as if they were about to swallow the man whom they abhor. They could not vomit forth their anger fast enough through their ordinary aperture of their mouth, and therefore set the doors of their lips wide open like those bees that rave over their prey. I mean, like roaring lions, they howl their fury and long to tear the Savior in pieces as wild beasts. Our Lord's faith must have passed through a severe conflict while he found himself abandoned to the tender mercies of the wicked. But he came off victorious by prayer to the very dangers to which he was exposed, being added to the prevalence of their entreaties. Unquote. I mean, Spurgeon just speaking how Christ was so broken on the cross, and you know, as lions is mentioned here in Psalm 57:4, all the enemies that came upon him, but he trusted his God. I'm also reminded of John Bunyan in his great work of Pilgrim's Progress. Remember when Pilgrim is so afraid to cross that bridge? Why? Because he knew there were some lions on the other side. And he was terrified. He was afraid. But what he did not know was that those lions were being held back by a chain. And they could not touch him except God would allow them to touch him. Therefore, by faith, we must cross over this bridge also. By faith, we must cross over this bridge of the coronavirus, trusting in our God. Again, David says in Psalm 57:4, "And I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men." Here we see again the grace of God applied to David. God causes him, as he goes through this trial, to sustain him and be with him in the midst of a fiery trial. I'm reminded of the three Hebrew children. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? When they came before King Nebuchadnezzar, and they stood their firm ground. Why? Because they trusted in God. I'm reminded of Daniel. Remember he was thrown in the lion's den? And what did Daniel use? He used the lions as a pillow for his head as he lied and he fell asleep. Why? Because he trusted in the God of his salvation. This is the whole point. I'm reminded of Psalm 3:5 when it says, "I lay me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me." Psalm 4:8, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only make me to dwell in safety." And even last year, as we saw in Psalm 23, remember, "The Lord is my shepherd." I love that. "The Lord my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." And in verse 4, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is what we find David again in Psalm 57. Trusting his God. Putting his faith upon God. Toward the end of verse 4 of Psalm 57 it says, "Whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongues a sharp sword." The teeth, spears, arrows, and sharp sword speak of the cutting of the heart by gossip and by slander. Most people's tongue is a two-edged sword also. Psalm 30:14 says, "There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor of the earth and the needy from among men." My. But through this, no matter what the enemy said to David, he put his trust in God. Yes, David in great faith put his trust in God in the midst of this severe trial. And thus we must do the same, my dear brethren, in our everyday trials, especially in this epidemic of the coronavirus. David, amid the great trouble, finds refuge where? In the Most High God. Knowing that his God was much higher, more powerful than his trial. And yes, our great sovereign is greater than the coronavirus. Don't lose sight of that. I remind you, he allows us to come into it. He is with us while we're in it, and he'll be with us when we go out of it. That is why we must trust our God. He is in control of all things. And your needful response this morning is, again, to look to God, to look to his mercies, to sustain us, to keep us until this virus passes through. Again, it doesn't mean that we are foolish. Okay? It means that we are responsible. Again, just a simple, we've heard the washing of our hands, the sanitizer, you know, staying away from large crowds, you know, staying away from any type of social gatherings, things like that. Again, faith doesn't mean we're foolish, my dear ones. No, faith means we're trusting God during the storm. David put his faith in God, his trust in God. God was his refuge during this particular storm. David was trusting God. God was his refuge. In other words, David looked to the mercy of God in prayer and put his trust and refuge in God. In other words, the Most High Sovereign God towered over the cave of David, and David knew that. And it's no different than in our day. Our great God is still the Most High Sovereign God that towers over this coronavirus. As we said last week, I remind you that David had a faith that was determined to trust God. He had a faith to call upon God. A faith that believed God would hear him. He had a faith that God would protect him. He had a living hope, expected God to fulfill his desire and would deliver him. David's faith again was active. It was operative. It was moving. David clearly understood this blessed truth. That faith is confidence. Confidence in believing. Believing is trusting. Trusting is hope. Hope is expectation. And expectation anticipates mercy. And this is why David starts off this psalm so powerfully when he cries out, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me." And then I remind you of those blessed words of the Apostle Paul. I'll read them to you from Romans 8, verse 33 to 39. And we'll perhaps end here. It says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." This is our hope. But I hope you caught that middle phrase that is applied to us this very moment. Notice it says, nor things present. Things that are happening right now. Nor this present coronavirus. It cannot separate us from the love of God. Nor any trial that is in Christ Jesus. And this is why by faith, like David, we must lay hold upon the living God. The living and true God. For again he promised, "I will never leave thee and I will never forsake thee." So that we can boldly say, so that we can declare, "The Lord is my helper, I shall not fear." No, I will move forward in faith, trusting God. Why? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But I remind you also that the Word of God says that without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of them that seek him, that diligently seek him, excuse me. So we must come like David, my dear ones, this morning. Again, he says in Psalm 57, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusted in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. Until these calamities be overpassed, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and shall save me from the reproach of him. It would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and truth. My soul is among lions and a lion, even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of man whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue a sharp sword." Let us put our trust in God. If you're outside Christ, I bid you to come to him. I mean, if you're without a refuge, come to Christ. He is a refuge. If you're out without a helper, come to Christ. He is the only helper. Come, as the Word of God says, come in repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and find that salvation in Christ. So now you can look to God and trust in him. And so, my dear ones, those of us who know our Lord Jesus Christ, let us follow suit like David. Having faith in God, trusting him, let us follow suit as we face this coronavirus and apply the blessed truth. By faith, we must trust God until these calamities be overpassed. I wrote a poem for Psalm 57. Again, titled it, Trusted in the Living God During This Pestilence. We presently find ourselves, like David, in a dark cave. We must learn to trust our God, even in this awful place. As we go through this coronavirus, our faith is in God's sovereign hand. By faith, we know this was allowed in the wisdom of His providential hand. In Psalm 57, we have a blessed example of David's life. We're in a dark cave, in holy faith, he did strive. He cried out to God in faith as he began to pray when everything around him was dark that day. To God tendeth mercy in faith did David flee, for he confessed, my soul only trusted in thee. He sought to hide in the shadow of God's wing, regardless of the circumstances this trial would bring. We must also trust our God, even in this time of distress, knowing that in God alone we find true rest. Sadly that we look to so many other things to hide, but in the living and true God we must abide. David's faith was in God until these calamities were past. He knew in his heart this trial would not continually last. He would not succumb to fear or despair. No, by faith he cried unto God in prayer. He trusted that God would work all things out for him, though at times in the cave it would get rather grim. By faith, he believed help would come from on high. This strength in his heart, knowing God would supply. Thus, in faith, David said, my heart is fixed. Hope settled in his heart, and his soul with fear unmixed. With such faith, he glorious sings praise with great joy. Whom do I have beside thee? His heart would employ. We must also come in our heart and always attend to God's glorious mercy, which have no end. Let us by faith also proclaim to trust in God's holy name. Like David, when we find ourselves in our darkest cave, under the shadow of his wing must be our stay. Even in the dark cave, we need not fear, knowing that our great God is always near. Teach us and show us that we are never alone, that your eyes are upon us from your holy throne. Give us that grace to help our faith stand, to trust in your omnipotent right hand. Protect us from this dangerous coronavirus. In the midst of this, let us be more desirous of your grace to help in time of need. For this, in your holy name, we do plead. Let us be found trusting God during this awful pestilence, knowing God, you're in full control and sovereign providence. Help us and guide us, dear God, in our deepest despair. We come like David, knowing you will hear our prayer. Let us pray. Oh, blessed Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your mercies and your grace. And let us follow suit like David, putting our trust in the Most High God, knowing that He is in total control of the whole situation. And so, Lord, would you give us that peace that surpasses all understanding as we go through this pestilence, Lord, as we go through this epidemic of the coronavirus. Give us that faith. Give us that strength. Lord, help us like David to have that faith and cry unto you that you would be merciful unto us, God, that you would be merciful unto us, and that we would put our trust in the shadow of thy wings until this calamity be overpassed, knowing that you will send help from heaven. And so, God, we put our trust in you. May you add to the teaching of your holy word this morning. For the name's sake we ask. Amen.